read is from Corporation Counsel requesting authorization to amend Section 20124 and other parts of it of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances as it pertains to the pension benefits in preparation for the implementation of possible state mandated employee pension contributions. This is also referred to the Committee on Personnel.
Okay, Supervisor DeBoer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move approval of this item.
Okay, Supervisor DeBoer moves approval. Any questions?
No questions.
Supervisor Mayo.
If we're not part of the state pension program, how can they have rules over our personal program that we're under state funding? That's the City of Milwaukee also taking that same issue up. I have no problem that what we have done, tell our employees to contribute to us, but how can the state dictate a private pension program? But they have no jurisdiction to. That's a concern.
Okay. Mr. Grady, did you hear the supervisor's question? Would you like
I'm
to
sorry,
question?
I did not.
Can you repeat your question?
What's the case? Like, you know what's going on.
Mr. Chairman, there is a little confusion. I was going to ask your indulgence in asking for a temporary layover in this matter because there's still some issues being worked out. From what I understand, those issues are going to need further than an hour or two to resolve, and we would like to have a layover of this matter to leave the call of the chair. It's possible it could be something that could be worked out for the cycle, but there are just a few other things we want to make sure we have in order before we would take action on this item.
Mr. Chair, I will layover to the call of the chair. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Byrne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Am I to assume that those issues are something we can publicly discuss? Because the issue here is there's been a two-month delay on this at the board level. And each, correct?
Not this.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry, I mixed the issues.
Mr. Grady, did you have something to add?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I can briefly tell you what our concerns are and what's going on.
Okay.
The language of the ordinance amendment has, first of all, it needs a further amendment. We originally, when I drafted it, based on the budget estimate that we receive from the actuary every year. After talking to the actuary and then Mr. Mansky, it's their opinion that it should be based on the actual contribution that we also receive from the actuary every year.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to make that change, number one. But more significantly, the ordinance itself could be passed and adopted. The problem is the fiscal effect and calculating the percentage. Our actuary has given you a report on his recommended method for calculating the percentage, but we have also been trying to identify how the state is handling their contribution because their legal requirement is the same as ours. And of course, their system's not the same as ours. They don't do things quite the same way as we are. So it's a little bit of apples and oranges, but we're trying to follow their lead as much as possible. And we just haven't had the time to pin that down. Mr. Langer and Mr. Mansky were trying to do that this morning. They got more information, but they don't feel they have enough to really pin down the formula that we will use to calculate the percentage. And so that's why we think we need some more time. In addition, yesterday, the state DOA director indicated that the state would not begin taking contributions for their
August.
State employees until August, which frankly surprised me, but that's what they said. So that leads me to believe we have a little more time than we thought we had. So for all those reasons, we don't feel comfortable really. It's not so much the ordinance that we're not comfortable with, but the actual math behind the ordinance that we're not comfortable with. And we really don't feel like we can do this in a rush. It's not something that should be done in a rush.
And I will ask you about my question so you have a written statement for what I need. Why, how can the state deal with our pension plan? And if you know what they do with the state, we are totally different from the state. And you just need, even when you're talking about calculation, apples and oranges, and they, and I would like you to answer that.
Okay. Any further questions, Supervisor DeBoer?
Not a question, Mr. Chair. I just want to withdraw my motion to approve.
Okay. And there's been a motion to lay over by Supervisor Mayo.
Yes, there is.
Oh, two more questions, Supervisor Johnson, followed by Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Grady indicated that the mathematics needs to be more clear. And I guess my question is to you, Mr. Chair, would this be, are we to have a special meeting with respect to the fiscal note? Because he also intimated that the resolution itself could be passed today. So what's your thinking on that?
He indicated that it could be passed today.
That's what I heard him say.
So,
Mr. Chairman, the language of the ordinance with the amendment that I would ask you to adopt to it could be passed today. The problem is you're passing it without any fiscal note or any idea of what caused it.
So I'm asking you, what's your thoughts on that?
We're going to lay it over until we get the fiscal note and then you get the full report. Do you have any other questions, Supervisor Johnson?
So we would, we would do this before board day? That's my question.
I'm not sure.
That's information that we will share with you in the coming days. If it can be done and you would agree, that might be an option. Or it may be
or a special meeting that morning. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Smith. My question would be on this, since personnel is taking up the matter also, is this a different situation for personnel? Because you're saying it could be passed, but without the fiscal note, I don't think personnel. I would ask Mr. Kay on that since he, would be there. I presume you'll be at personnel tomorrow, too. So maybe we could inform Supervisor Sanfilippo, the chairman, of this beforehand so he understands what's going on. And I would think we want to concur with what finance wants to do unless we have another role that I'm not familiar with. I would ask Mr. Cady or Mr. Grady to respond to
Mr.
that.
Mr. Chairman, whatever action this committee takes will be communicated to the chairman of the personnel committee so that we can be in sync with each other.
I'd appreciate that. Okay.
Just to be clear, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Langer, our actuary, and Mr. Maskey are going to be working diligently, I'm sure, on this. And so if, by chance, they got an answer and got this work out overnight, then we might have something to present to personnel. But otherwise, it would be the same situation tomorrow for Pension Study Commission and personnel.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Seeing no further questions on motion to lay over to the call of the chair, Madam Clerk.
Supervisor Stabroom.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Pomola.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to lay over to the call of the chair, approved 6-0.
Item number 9.